Blog Talk Radio.
Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr., and Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
You know, the children know his name.
And he shall be called Advocate, Lamb of God, the Resurrection and the Life, Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, Judge, Lord of Lords, Man of Sorrows, Head of the Church, Master, Faithful and True Witness, Rock, High Priest, The Door, Living Water, Bread of Life, Rose of Sharon, Alpha and Omega, True Vine, Messiah, Teacher, Holy One, Mediator, The Beloved, Branch, Carpenter, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, Image of the Invisible God, The Word, Chief Cornerstone, Savior, Servant, Author and Finisher of our faith, the Almighty, Everlasting Father, Shiloh, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, I Am, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Bridegroom, Only Begotten Son, Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, Son of Man, Day Spring, the Amen, King of the Jews, Prophet, Redeemer, Anchor, Bright Morning Star, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, Jesus Christ.
All right, hallelujah. Remember our children, that was way back between you. Glory to the King. Ah, bless all of you. Let me cut this mic on over here. I know it's not on. Where is that? Boom. Oh, here it is on. I bless all of you. And the sweet presence is strong. Ah! And victorious and mighty. I don't hear nothing. Do y'all hear that? Uh-oh. Boy, I don't hear nothing. No feedback or nothing. Well, maybe y'all hear. Man, am I even connected? Let me go. Somebody go into. Oh, man. Hey, bless you. Am I going to? Where's the chat room at? Oh, that ain't working. See what happens here. All right. Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, Brother Ugly, y'all are in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Let me know if I'm coming in. Let me know if you can hear this, me going bump, 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 bump on this mic right here. Send me something. All right. Glory to the King. I assume that I'm a brother Ugly Sabatini. Can you hear me tapping the mic? What am I missing? All right. We on, Brother Ugly. We on. Well, I greet each and every last one of you. Sweet precious and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name while soon coming King. Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Let me see, Brother Jermaine said, I'm coming in loud and clear. Glory to the King. Good. We ready to rock then. Pastor Dow on the Straight With Jude radio broadcast. Hey, bless y'all. Bless y'all. Bless y'all. I don't have to tell you that we have been extremely busy. Extraordinarily busy. This week, I mean, we have. But, hey, at least the Father give us something to do, don't it? All right. We have a considerable amount of Israelite brethren here right now with us, visiting with us. We got Brother Daniel, Chris, and the children. They are over at Mama Nelly's, Sister Nelly's house. We got Brother Mike and Javina, Bella, Asher, and the little baby. They're at Elder Doug's place. Got Brother Terrence and his wife in the guest room, and we got none other than the infamous, world-renowned Brother Gideon. Sister Bridget and his son Anthony are staying at my house. Glory to the King. And of course, then we have you that's listening here live on Blog Talk Radio. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break from the marriage series today, all right? And I'm actually going to open up the phone line. We're going to give y'all 1 hour, then we got the bell. Pastor Dow's got the bell. And the reason why I got a bell, again. Man, what in the world's going on here today? Help me, Father. And the reason why I got a bell is because I'm tired and I got to be able to preach tomorrow. Now, we had some electrical problems earlier this week. Thank the Father we didn't lose much on our electric lines or anything like that. Tell you what, let me go up here and see what the brother got going on. I'll be right back. Guest calling number is 310-924-226. That's 310-924-226. Press number 1, hear automated voice. And yours truly will be on the line to speak to you, you, and you. All right, looks like we got a lot of people. Ooh-wee! Man, we got a lot of people in the caller queue. I think we're almost maxed out. You want to talk to me, ask a quick burning question or a quick question, we'll be right with you. Let me go check out and see what's going on up front, and I will be right back with you in just a second. Hey, by the way, if you want to help with the ministry, you want to donate to the cause that we are building for Israel everywhere we can, every which way we can, any way, shape, fashion, form, the Father leads you to be obedient, send offerings and tithes to where you're being fed, and if straightway is the place, send them here. Here is Sister Wenda to give you some information.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Well, we all but figured out what was going on. We believe that the surge protector, if it was one behind there, literally fried the sound bar. Or maybe even fried who knows what, but it fried the sound bar. And we're going to buy a brand new sound bar. Woo! But we'll take that over buying brand new equipment. All right, we see you already lined up over there. We bless you all, greet you all. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get started, get right on to the questions, see what we got here. All right, caller number three. Now, normally what I do is I call your area code. When I call your area code, I do it at such a pace that when it is called, all right, it gives you time to be able to speak or be able to get a hold of your phone. When you get a hold of your phone, okay, I need you to not speak on the speakerphone or have on your house speakerphone. I need you to go to a place where you're going to have a good signal and we can talk with clarity so that the people can hear you. You know, that's how some of you sound on your cell phones. We need a good, clear signal. Okay? They got the terrorists running around here now. But like I said before, I named all the people that we have here visiting with us. It's a joy having the Israelites here. Brother Gideon, man, I got a fly in here. Maybe a fly out here because I'm fighting the Romans in here with this one. Maybe a fly out that door. But anyway, I'll call it your area code. When I call your area code, I give you ample amount of time to answer. Then you go ahead and answer, okay? All right, we're going to be on an hour tonight. Hey, bless y'all. Love you. Love you, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Call number 310-310 in California. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you?
No, Pastor Dow.
Hey, this is Pastor Dow.
Hey, Pastor Dow. My name is Vince Resco. I had just gotten in touch with Shalom. I just got in touch with Brother Gregory over here in Houston. That's where I'm at, Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to your broadcast. I'm new. I've been listening to your broadcast for about a month. And God spoke to me immediately. I love everything that's coming out of your mouth because it is, like you say, the straight way truth. That's the first thing I want to say. So I don't take up too much time. There's one thing that I really have not found yet in the Old Testament. Everything that you do and say, I have no problems with. And even if I did, I'm still not going to have a problem with you because I need to learn. But that being said, the Torah, can you help me out with I've always been taught that the old law was done away with, but what you say you're Hebrew Israelite, and that's what I want to be. I want to understand what the old law says, and I've always understood that in Colossians, where it says Christ nailed the ceremonial laws to the cross. Can you help clear that up? What is he talking about? What's nailed there, and how to be in Hebrew Israelite without being under that old law? I'm kind of confused on that part. If you can clear that up, please, Pastor.
Sure, I'll give you a real quick rundown. First of all, if you go to Jeremiah 31 and you start at verse 31, you're going to see something. You see that he's going to write his law in our hearts and our minds. That is the renewed covenant. All right, what are you talking about? Blotting out the handwritings of ordinance that was against us and contrary, took it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. What he's speaking about, brother, listen, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, was the ultimate sacrifice. So therefore, we do not do any more, as you say, at ceremonial blood sacrifices. There's no need for goats. There's no need for bulls. There's no need for turtle doves. There's no need for lambs. There's no need for none of that stuff because he is our ultimate sacrifice. Now, Christ did not come to do away with the law like Christianity has taught us. Paul said even in the book of Romans that the law is holy, the commandment is holy, just and true. When you read Psalms 119, you're going to get a very good idea of how highly King David exalted the law. Jesus told us in Matthew 5:17, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy, but I came to fulfill. So it's been a flip-flam that has been poured on the minds of the people to get them to be lawless. Because if you're without commandments, you're without law, then that makes you a lawless people. Grace, unmerited favor, though that's what some people say, or grace, the favor of Yah. What that is just Yah favor towards us, that he has called us, written our name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm just giving you the shortened form of the version, okay? But it does not exempt you from being obedient, okay? It does not exempt you from being obedient. Blessed are they that keep the commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates into the city. All right, my brother?
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Church of Christianity is what I left a while back, and I just needed to hear that from you. I will continue to study. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir. You go into the archives, even just look this year. I mean, it's only 4 weeks in a month, I've talked about this extensively in sermons. So go on either on the Brother Darrell channel or the Straightway Tech Team channel. Go into the archives just for this year, and I've talked about this extensively. You should be able to come across it and get everything you need.
Okay, thank you, Pastor. Shalom.
Bless you, shalom. Isn't that beautiful? Glory to the King. Let's go to North Carolina. Call number 910. 910. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Jude Radio, bro. Hey, bro, Shane. Hey, is the sound bar working or is he coming straight from the speakers?
Both of them now.
No, both of them now?
Yeah.
What y'all do? Reset something?
I just turned the sound bar up.
Because it reset it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, my brother. You go to North Carolina, call number 910-910. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway to the Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in North Carolina?
Shabbat shalom, my beloved pastor.
Hey.
Brother Jesus.
Brother Jesus, why is it saying North Carolina?
It's a North Carolina number, sir. I don't know why my name isn't there anymore, but my number's a North Carolina number.
Oh, okay. Well, Brother Shane is up here. That's the reason why.
He's up down there.
Brother Britt's down there, but Brother Britt don't know how to run the system like Brother Shane does. So, bless you, my brother. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. I have a question, Pastor, based on what you taught last week.
Sure.
My question is, and it had to do with what you were, you know, how to pray for our enemies. And I have a question about that. So, when we're having, when we're helping people with deliverance, right? And that person has unforgiveness, or let's just say somebody that did them wrong, may have abused them, may have raped them, something like that, right? I know
yes.
That person is supposed to forgive that person, correct? In order for them to, whatever pain they had, in order for that pain to be healed, or whatever disease may have come from that unforgiveness, they have to forgive that individual, correct?
Yes.
Okay. My next question is, Pastor, is, I know that in the Winworthy Deliverance Manuals, it says that you have to forgive these individuals, but it also says that, you know, that you ask the Father to bless this person. Is that something that, in essence, we still need to be saying, or could we just eat the meat, spit out the bones, or something like that?
Well, a lot of times people don't understand that when you're asking for forgiveness, a lot of times when you're forgiving that person, you're doing it for your own personal requirement. That's what you're doing it for. You're not doing it because them people deserve it. You're doing it because
yes,
you're alleviating and removing legal grounds for the demon to be able to continue to keep haunting you with the memory of the atrocity or the thing that has been done wrong. It's like a reverse psychology thing, if you follow me. When you're asking someone, you're asking the Father to bless them. Do you understand what it means to be, I mean, you know what it means to be blessed if you ask them to bless them. What always comes whenever you ask in the Father, for instance, salvation or a change in your life, you want to be really, truly, you know what I mean, led to the Father, or any other things that's concerning a blessing in the Bible? There's always pain,
yes,
isn't it, involved, isn't
yes,
it?
Sir. Yes, sir.
And if these people don't get it, boy, the Father has got something for them, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir. I understand. Okay. Very well. Thank you for answering my question, Pastor.
Hey,
that's it for tonight, Pastor. Yes, sir.
Before you get off, man, make sure that you and Justice, y'all get in touch with me about this, because I've been extremely busy, and I need to set aside time to get the other part of that paperwork for my granddaughter, okay?
Yes, sir, we'll do. I'll make sure we set aside some time. Another question. Sister Justice wanted me to let you know. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, my daughter. Go ahead, my brother.
That was it, Pastor. That was it. That's all. I did have another question, but I'll leave it for next 6 day.
All right, bless you, Brother Jesus.
Bless you, shalom, sir. Love you, love the saints down there.
Hallelujah. Bless my brother. Shalom. Glory to the King, his Brother Jesus. Hey, let's go to Texas. Call number 469-469. It's Pastor Dow. You on the Straightway to the Radio broadcast. How can I help you? 469.
Shabbat shalom. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor. This is Charles House from Texarkana, Texas. I was just calling in to make myself.
Texarkana,
yes,
Texas.
Yes, sir. I was just calling in to kind of make myself known to the ministry. I've been following you for about 7 months now.
Really?
I came to the I came to the realization, you know, that the African American was the Israelites about 9 months ago, and you know, I've been in that scripture pretty tough since then. And I found you 7 months ago, and I've been following you ever since, pretty hard here. The question I have for you, Pastor, is I'm starting a Bible study with my family, my mother, my father, brother, wife, and our children, their children, and we have it every Saturday. And I was trying to get some guidance on how to lead that thing, and maybe you could give me a tip or two.
You ever watch our Shabbat services?
Yes, sir. Every week.
Okay. What you do is you pick a subject or you pick a topic. You can go back into some of my Shabbat services if you need assistance and help. You take meticulous notes, and then you go back over some of those teachings or wherever the Father leads you to use a scripture study for your family. That's how you do that. And start very simple. I mean, how long you been keeping the Sabbath?
I've been keeping the Sabbath for about 6 months. We fought here and there, you know, but we're trying to get stronger and stronger in it, you know. And that's another question that I have for you. I've been here Friday. It starts the evening Friday when the sun sets, and then I've been hearing other people say it doesn't start until Saturday when the sun rises, and I was kind of confused about that topic, but we keep it as far as Friday evening here in this house.
Well, you don't have to be confused. Follow me as I follow Christ. It starts at Friday evening at sundown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
I'm glad to get that information.
What you do is you just go, for instance, it's real simple. When you're studying the Bible, take one subject at a time, and that's how you grow fast. So since y'all brand new in the Shabbat, find a computer program, whatever it is, and look up all the words that has to do with the Sabbath. You'll be simply amazed when you go into the Renewed Covenant or the New Testament and you see all the times that the Sabbath is mentioned. You're going to be like, what in the world is going on in this world today? So the Sabbath day is a real good study. Then the next one you want to study on is baptism. So you see, that's how you do it, my brother.
Okay. Well, Pastor, I really appreciate it. It's an honor to get to speak to you finally, sir. I've been kind of waiting and waiting, and I said, today I got to call you. And my family is a follower of yours, and I just wanted to get more in touch with the ministry. How would I do that, sir?
Well, you know the number that I often have behind me, and that's not the one on Blog Talk Radio, the one you see on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you call and leave a message there with Elder Doug. And Elder Doug will get right back with you. By the way, I haven't mentioned much about this. I guess Anita mentioned something about this. Maybe, it's looking like maybe a 50-50 chance that myself and Brother Kabir and maybe Elder Rufus, we're going to be down in Houston, Texas for a meeting down there. In Houston, Texas in the month of August. In the month of August. All right? So all you people that are down there that I've never met before, I'm going to see if I can go ahead and try to lock something down. If I can, then I'll let you know if we're going to have a meeting down there or not, all right? You just have to stay tuned to the radio, stay tuned to YouTube, social media, or Patreon, all right?
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, my brother. Blessing to hear from you.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Isn't that beautiful? Some beautiful spirited people. Let's go to Wisconsin, Brother Jim. Call number 262. 262 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strip with Jude Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Jim.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. I just, I guess the first thing I want to just say is thank you to those who have been lifting me up in prayer. I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to let Sister Robin describe maybe if people want to know how good the healing is this last day in my leg. But what my question for you is, Pastor, is I've been reading in Matthew and chapter 5, verse 44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And what I had been instructed was in certain situations recently was that I needed to return curses to those who have sent curses to me. And sometimes we have an idea who sends curses to us, and sometimes we do not. And when I read this verse, I just wonder, is what I'm doing when I bless them that have cursed me, am I blessing them that they can be blessed with the fruit of their own mouth and the curses that they have sent to me?
You know, it's amazing because I just got finished going over this very same passage no more than maybe a Sabbath or two ago. I think that people need to go back in that archive and look for clarity because I went over that in great detail and gave the explanation to that passage.
Okay. Well, then I apologize for not picking up on it.
I went over it greatly, extensively.
I believe you did. Pastor, I know how you go over things greatly, and if I missed it, shame on me. So I apologize for asking you that question. I don't mean to ask you useless questions.
Yes, sir.
So that's everything I have, and I will be rechecking those teachings then. Thank you so much. Bless you, Shepherd.
All right, bless you, Brother Jim. Shabbat shalom. All right. Arizona, call number 928-928. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Arizona?
Shalom, Pastor Dowell. This is Brother Will. I'm Sister Rachel's husband. Haven't quite made it there yet, but we will be there for our tabernacle. I just want to say, I just wanted to call and make myself known again because I haven't talked to anybody there in a while. And I just want to say that we listen to you every Shabbat. I love everything I hear from you. Even if I have a question about something, just like you say, I go and research it, and the book don't lie. And I really appreciate your teachings. I appreciate how far your words have helped me come along. And the same celebration here with our sister our Brother Jesus and our Sister Justice, Sister Candace, Brother Samuel, Brother Matt, a few more. We just really, really have a good time here on Shabbat. And I just want to make myself known, and I'm going to call back next week because I think I have some questions I want to ask you. But today, mainly, I just want to say hello, make myself known to you. Say I love what you're teaching. Bless you, Pastor, and I look forward to Tabernacle.
All right. We'll be looking forward to seeing you, Dean. Be encouraged.
Encouraged, always. Shabbat shalom to you, Pastor. Thank you.
Shabbat shalom. Hey, has Brother Daniel down at Tabernacle? Help Brother Daniel come to the radio room, okay? All right, North Carolina, calling number 252-252 is Pastor Dowell. You're on Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you there in North Kakalaki.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Man, I tell you what, man, I went back and watched the track day, man. I tell you, man, y'all boys is getting down.
It's Brother Aaron, huh?
Yes, sir.
On Sons of Jacob. Yeah, I told you, Pastor, when I asked you, do you know how to ride, you see what I'm talking about now, don't you?
Yes, sir. I mean, I do pretty good, man, but I can't keep up with that CBR. No, sir.
Oh, that's skillful riding. I've been to a couple of race schools, motorcycle race schools, brother, and that's a high level of riding, and it takes a lot of skill and a hell of a lot of practice before you can ride at that level.
Yes, sir. I've been getting it in, but I ain't at that point yet. I might have to take some pointers from you.
If you want to get it in like that, you have to go to a race school. Go to Ed Bargy or something like that.
Yes, sir. I probably have to. Hey, I might have to wait a while before I can do that with financially, you know, so much other stuff I got to take care of. But, man, I tell you, I see. I see where y'all been working on that tabernacle, man. Y'all brothers really been getting down on that, man. I really appreciate all you guys out there, and y'all bless all of Israel and all the brothers. I really appreciate y'all guys.
Well, bless you, Brother Aaron. You be encouraged, all right?
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. All right, we got Brother Daniel here, man. Brother Daniel, he likes testifying to the goodness of the Most High Yah. So him and his family's been here with a couple of days with us here on Straightway, or here at Straightway. So we're going to let Brother Daniel shout out to all the brothers and sisters up there in the northern tribes of Israel and let him say whatever the Most High Yah got on his heart. All right, Brother Daniel. There you go, my brother. There's the mic right there. Talk to Israel. Well, bless you, Israel. We got down here, fifth day. We got down here and, you know, I had messed my eye up, and enemy was trying to do everything he could to prevent me from coming down here. But I had my mind made up that I was going to come down here. And I tell you what a time we've had. Being able to work together with all of the brethren here. You know, I've been down for a couple of feasts now, but I wanted to come down when it was just, you know, the brothers and sisters on the community. And being able to see how these brothers and sisters work, I tell you what, it's hot and they work. So I'm just trying to, you know, keep up down here, just trying to keep up. Myself, Brother Bud, Brother Mike, my man, Brother Victor, we've been getting on these bungalows. I told Brother Victor we was going to open up a window framing company. Because we've been putting in these windows, but what a joyous time it's been. I'm just thankful to the Father, you know. Just the last couple of weeks has just been amazing. Last week having the Shabbat at my home with, I mean, a lot of the Midwest Saints. I mean, it was, I think, 33 or 35 people at my home. And I tell you what, we had a great, great time. An amazing time of worship. Seen deliverance. I mean, fellowship together after. It was so good that, you know, that some of the Saints didn't leave till first day. And we didn't want them to go. You know, but We had us a great, great time, an amazing, amazing time. But I love coming down here on the land. My brother Lee, new to the ministry, he's down here with us, with my family. And we've just been putting in work, been putting in some work for the last couple of days. I think the brethren down here, the brothers, I think they've been taking it easy on me a little bit. Because, every time I'm like, all right, what's next? They seem to be like, well, you know, we just got this, just a little bit more. But then I always see them working hard. So I try to jump on whenever I can with them. But, I mean, we've had an amazing, amazing time down here. And just want to encourage all the brethren, if you can make a trip down here on a normal week, come down here on a normal week. And you'll really, really understand how much work this ministry puts in, starting with the man of Yah, Pastor Dow. And it just trickles down to all the brothers, all the sisters. I mean, just the amount of work they put in, it's amazing. It is amazing to see, you know, but what a great time we've had. I'm still back here now. There you go. Bless y'all, Israel. Love you. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
All right, please. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Brought down your truck, bang. Hallelujah. It is a joy to see all of them. I'll run them down again. We have a, again, we have Mr. International World Renowned, Brother Gideon, Sister Bridget, and his son Anthony staying at our house. We got Brother Daniel, Chris, and the boys staying at Sister Nellie's house. Got Brother Terrence and his wife staying in the guest room. Got Brother Mike, Cherry, and Javina, and the children staying in Elder Doug's place. And it's a blessing. Now I'm going to keep smacking this popcorn in y'all's face. Anyway, oh man, you mean tell me there ain't no more callers in the caller queue? Man, I get to go to bed early tonight. Glory to the King. What time is it? One just popped up. Let's go to call number 818-818. This is Pastor Dowell, Unit 32 radio broadcast. How can I help you there? 818.
Hey, Pastor Dowell. This is Dagger again. How you doing? You said that, and I said, nope. One more question. How you doing tonight?
All right.
I had a few questions for you. The first one, first off, I want to tell you thank you so much. You helped me out with some of the situations I had. I'm still having those issues, but I listen to the I just keep looping over the praises that you guys have, and it helps me get some sleep. And the other one, I had a I was reading the read was when I said you'll hear you'll know what it is. It's saying on the commandments on about praying, or it said eating in the high mountains. What did it mean by that scripturally? In that.
Well, where's the scripture at, brother?
Oh shoot, I had it earlier.
All right, don't worry about looking up right now because we don't have time for it. Just write it down.
Okay, I think it was in Lamentations. It was I have it. It's 18 Ezekiel. There you go. All right, so Ezekiel 18:6 or 17:6, and it talked about it went in and talked about how about his people who they would be, you know, who would have life, and then it said those who didn't, go into your neighbor's wife, and it gave that list, and then it also talked about eating in the high mountains. I took that a few different ways, but I'm going to get your take on it. And then
I'll tell you what. Let me read it because it's been a while. Hey, man,
okay.
I don't know. I got to make sure in context because I am not going to give an answer to something I'm not familiar with, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Right, yeah, Ezekiel 18:6, chapter 18, verse 6.
Okay. I'll go over. I ain't gonna go over right now.
No! That was my question. It just talked about it says that it had not eaten up on the mountains.
Right.
So I'm just it said idols, but then eating up on the mountains. I'm assuming that I'll just wait till have you take a look at it. I know you're gonna probably do it over tomorrow or something. I'll listen to it tomorrow.
I'll check it out, okay?
I appreciate it. And
yes,
then
sir.
My other question was when we send gifts. What kind of gifts, like, cause I know you guys need kind of stuff. So can we send it to the Tennessee address, that PO box? Can we just send everything to that PO box address?
Yeah. You can send it to the PO box 32.
Okay. And then you guys have a list or something like on the website on things that you guys need or that you guys are looking to get?
I know during the feast days, the sisters, they actually have a Be a Blessing list. And they'll ask for if people want to donate some stuff during the feast days to help accommodate the saints. Other than that,
okay,
we just ask that you be obedient to the Most High Yah. If you're being fed here, send your tithe and offering to P.O. Box 32. And, man, that's a gift that we can always use for the work of the ministry.
All right, and then I'm on the Hunter Club. But are you guys getting enough of that money, or should I just send the offering that way? Just send it through the mail.
That'd be fine.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
All right, my brother.
Thanks,
keep watching, listening, and be encouraged. Okay.
Hey, yes, sir. I just I might have to go early to go see one of the Saints about the issue that we talked about a while back about them building spirits. But other than that, I'm doing okay. I'm doing good.
All right,
again,
my brother.
Take care, Pastor.
Be
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, Shabbat Shalom to you too. Man, we're all over in California. California, Sister Candace. Call number 619-619. Pastor Dow, you know, Serbia Tutor Radio Broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Hey, how y'all both doing?
We're getting along. Yes, sir.
Good to hear y'all.
My husband told me to talk. Yes, sir. It's so good to hear from you, Pastor Dow. I just want to tell you thank you so much for all that you have put into the women, and I say our women's ministry because I'm learning and I'm growing, and I'm grateful for the sisters' broadcast, Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley. They are really, really doing a phenomenal job, and all the things that they share on the polos, you know, if teaching me and bringing to my understanding of a lot of the things that I've had been struggling with and the things that I'm learning to overcome. And I'm so grateful for this ministry, and it is really, really impacting my life in many ways. And I'm just very, very grateful for the man that you are and the man that the Most High YAH has put, all the things he's put in you to teach and train us so that we can be ready for the kingdom. I appreciate you, and I just thank the Most High for this ministry. I can't thank YAH enough for it. And I just wanted you to know that, Pastor Dow. Thank you so much. I really
you're
love
welcome.
Y'all. I'm so grateful. Thank you, sir.
Yes, and Pastor Dow, I want to say that this ministry is a great blessing to my family, and he has given me a purpose. It's not an empty ministry. It gives it away from this, not a works blessing the man's here both. And I can see the value of this. You guys are so busy. I'm trying to be busy here. I'm trying to learn to be like that here. I'm blessed with this. Yeah. So I wanted to say thank God for you and for Straightway Ministry, for all the saints all over.
Yeah.
We'll be inspired by saints all around the world. This is good.
Well, glory to the King.
Exciting. Yes.
It is exciting.
Yes.
It's exciting to serve the Most High God. It's exciting to know the real Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Hi.
That was Asa.
Shabbat Shalom.
I had a great time when I was hammering the chicken
drum. Well, we had a great time for having you.
Yeah, the kids.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom. We love you. Bless.
Love you. That's a family in California. Just beautiful family. Just beautiful family. Let's go to Texas. Call number 210-210. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Texas?
Shabbat Shalom. Pastor Dowell, my name is Renard Greenfield. I'm calling to talk to you. I've been listening to you and talking to Brother Gregory.
Yes, sir.
For around 3 weeks now.
Okay.
And it's been a really good experience. I come from Los Angeles. Around 1970 or so, from reading the scriptures, I realized that I was a Hebrew Israelite. But I really had no way of expressing that or nowhere to go. And then a UPK, I'm sure you're familiar with them, came out, and I got involved with them for a number of years. Both of my kids, we was all like going to the beach and, you know, giving our ministries. But I found out that really wasn't the way, and I've been basically looking, and I happened to see you on YouTube, and I took the number and wrote it down, the one that's behind you, and I wrote it down, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I saw you because I like the way you think. I think that I think it's similar to the way I think. I'm very interested in farming. and if I can be of some assistance in something like that. I've been doing a lot of studying for the last 2 years on farming, different aspects of growing and making compost and things of that nature, taking care of chickens and livestock, mob grazing and that kind of thing. And I'm just interested in putting forth, I have a spirit that's saying that that's what we should be doing. And listening to you, I know you feel the same way. I'm just calling to let myself be known, that's all.
Well, that's good. You stay in touch with Brother Greg got
yes,
down
sir.
There and all the saints. Make sure you build a good rapport with them, a good, you know, continuity there in the unity of the spirit, the bond of the faith. With the Israelites that are down there in Texas, them are some faithful people. They love the Most High Yah, and they mean business concerning
yes,
serving him and loving him. So, man, hopefully be the Father's will.
I believe that.
That I'll probably maybe see y'all maybe next month down there in Texas just before the feast day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, hey, listen, I'm like I said, I just wanted to make myself known, and I'm glad I was able to do that today. And have a good Shabbat, man. Shalom.
All right, my brother. Bless you. Shabbat shalom. All right, Michigan. Call number 616-616. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I say? How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, my shepherd.
Hey, what are you doing, Brother Ryan?
I'm doing well, sir. Got the family here. They wanted to say hi to you. And just wanted to say hi to you and send you our blessings and our love. My son was so excited to talk to you. He was like, hey, you want to talk to Pastor Dow? He's like, what? Yeah. So he looks up to you a lot. But I'm wondering, Elder Mitchell, I know that Elder Mitchell said that he was going on up to Kentucky, right?
Yeah, and Elder Mitchell is actually in Kentucky.
Yes, sir. I'm wondering, is there anybody still in Houston?
Yeah, Brother Gregory is. Brother Greg is.
Yeah, because my brother, my actual, blood brother, my brother lives down in Houston. He's been listening to you. And I wanted to be
get him in touch with Brother Greg, because Brother Greg is the point of contact and the one in authority down there.
Brother Greg, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
that's Elder Mitch's older brother.
Okay. Okay, Brother Greg. Okay, I want to make sure I do that because he's been watching. He's been really interested in everything. So excited about that as well. And, yeah, we just wanted to call in and say hey and say hi to Brother Mike Cherry. You know, say hi to Brother Daniel, Brother Lee. You know, we had a great
they
time
all
with
here.
Them as well.
They all
yes,
here.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, they're down on the land right now, man. We had a wonderful time with them, and they were such great hosts. Brother Daniel and Sister Chris was a phenomenal host for us. So, I mean, we had a wonderful time. But, yeah, Pastor, we just coming in to say hi. Y'all going to say hi? Say hi, Pastor.
Hi, Pastor. Hi,
bless y'all, children. Glory to the King. Love y'all. Miss y'all.
Love you.
Love you. Love you, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom,
Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom,
daughter.
Hallelujah. All right, Pastor. Love you.
Bless Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. You know, Israel, we are a very unique family. And let me tell you this. Man, when Brother Gideon told y'all on Marco Polo, most people have never received his communication, about the quality of that chest rig and that belt that you know, he was able to get for us, he wasn't kidding. He was not kidding at all. I mean to tell you, man, he outdid himself when he got in contact with this man right here. And not only that, there's a few other things that he's looking at for us as well. A man can't say thank you enough, though, man, labor of love. It's just a beautiful thing what the Most High Yah is doing with each and every last one of us in his ministry. I love the spirit that is on the community, that's going on at the community. I know a lot of times, a lot of people think that I'm talking rough and tough, and I'm not exempting the community and stuff, but I'm dealing with the spirit of the age. It tried to help us to come up and wake up out of this stupor that this world has put us in. I love the meek and quiet spirit that I see on our sisters and the holiness. You can see the transformation taking place. I love the authority and the position that every man is taking in the priesthood at home. See, we don't have to holler and scream and all this other stuff at our sisters. We really truly don't have to do that here in the ministry because we're seasoned. And when everybody is doing their role, the Prince of Peace and Harmony comes into the house, and it's just shalom everywhere. It really is. And I'm excited because not only do I get to enjoy each and every last one of you on this side of glory, but I get to enjoy each and every last one of you from time to time here, but I'm going to actually be able to spend eternal life with you. And the star of the whole entire show is going to be our King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And I'm sure we're going to pass by each other when we walk around here on this earth, wave and say, hey, my brother, may even say a few songs of the Zion from the old time or stuff. But sure, it's going to be nice when he restores and redeems this. I know how foolish that sounds to the unregenerated mind of this earth. And I remember how some of us, we did religion, but we just couldn't get with it because we knew that it was led by a bunch of bootlickers. We just couldn't get with it. But, man, when the Most High Yah is dealing with your heart, he's dealing with your soul and mind, I know that y'all hearing Pastor Dow, and I appreciate the love, honor, and respect. And I know that y'all will honor me as a man of Yah and thanking me for the labor of love that I have put forth and continue to keep putting forth, along with all my brothers and sisters here at Straightway. But, man, I tell you what, if it wasn't for Jesus and his spirit drawing us, man, we would still be in our sins and still be undone. If it wasn't for him having compassion and mercy on us, our name wouldn't be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We wouldn't know each other. And we wouldn't even be able to be familiar with this type of peace, shalom, and love. So I tell you, just the Father in general, Almighty Yahweh being mindful of us by setting this thing in order from the very beginning in the garden and had a plan to redeem us. It's more than what the average heart can actually bear when you see how much that he has loved us and gave himself for us. That's why I love our culture. I love our way. I love the Most High Yah's laws. I love the Messiah and all the prophets and the apostles that have gone on before us that have paved the way. All the saints, all the praying sisters and the mothers that have gone on before us. They're written about, paved the way for us. All we have to do is walk in that vein and be blessed. That's all we got to do, just walk in that vein and be blessed. It's just a blessing to see the peace and contentment that is literally on the saints, especially at these communities. It really, really, truly is. And then to see the growth that takes place from each and every last one of you. You excited seeing us? Whoo! We're excited seeing you, I promise you. And, man, we ain't got too long. These days are counting down fast. Feast days are coming up. As a matter of fact, I think we need to start next week, to start getting people's minds ready for the feast days, because before you know it, they'll be here. Glory to the King. Well, anyway, we're going to call it tonight. Said I'm going to give you an hour, and I did. I have been very, very extremely active on Patreon. If you're not familiar with Patreon, P-A-T-E-R-O-N, P-A-T-E-R-O-N, you go type in Pastor Dow, you'll find me there. Or you go to one of my YouTube videos down in the description block. There's a link down there to all the different platforms you can get in contact with me with. Looking forward to hearing from you, you, and you. Glory to the King. Man, we just blessed. So we're going to go ahead and relax here because we got a lot of brothers and sisters here visiting. Knowing me, because I want to make sure I spend an ample amount of time with them tomorrow, I'm probably just going to go down and hit my head and lay it on the pillow. And that way, who knows what time I'm going to get to sleep tomorrow. Glory to the King, but I'll be with Israel. Hallelujah. Hey, y'all be encouraged, okay? God bless you all. in the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shalom, shalom, shalom. The King is coming.